Hey, Judah.
Hey, what's going on? What's at the 8 for Judith Grove?
They're compliant already. I mean, not compliant, but I activated them. He,
Okay, great. Did you
he
tell,
went to his, I'm sorry?
Did you tell Erica that she could activate the 8? Activate the case?
I tagged her, but I didn't tell her, no.
Okay, can you tell her to activate the case?
Yeah, I'll tell her in a minute. She's talking to someone in enrollment right now.
Okay, and what's with Troy? Hold on 1 second. Hey, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a Monica on the line. What's with Troy DeMarte?
Yeah, he's the caregiver is not being responsive, right?
I'm asking you, it looked like 4 hours ago you spoke about to try to see either to set up an interview or to get someone else. What's the update on that?
Yeah, but she's not responding.
Jessica's not responding.
No problem. So then do we have someone else?
Oh, and also,
I'm trying.
Judah, I just saw the notes for Erica for Judith Grove, and she did try to reach out to mom to get a schedule, but she said that there's no schedule.
When? She called 3 hours ago.
Yeah. So
everyone has to understand that we have to call these people that we can activate. We have to get them on the phone. Like, we have to call them again. It's not just once. We have to call them again, and then again, and then again.
The patient, you mean?
Whoever it is, patient, caregiver, whoever.
Yeah, no, I know. I've been trying. I have. But I am going to start looking for a backup, but I'm doing other people that I have already, like the newer people. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out, but she has not responded. I will keep trying. That's for Sharon and Troy.
Let's look. Mm-hmm. Troy has to be staffed today. Well, physician is coming in tonight.
Okay.
This case has to be staffed today. Grove, please, Monica, please tell Erica to activate the case. Speak to them again, whatever it is. Even if we don't have a full schedule, it's fine. We'll call them later, but the case has to be activated. And Deborah Litkins, this one over here, the sender's ID is complete later today. Okay, so he's going to be doing this. The aid is going to be active tonight or tomorrow morning first thing, and then Ruth is going to activate the case. Okay?
I have to look into her. I haven't looked at her stuff yet. I know that Rebecca was working on her, but
okay.
I'll take a look at it as soon as I hang up the phone with you.
Okay. What's with caregiver for the patient Keenan Jackson?
She's not
responding. This blood is going away. Okay, fine. And April Tovar, what's this one? What's the deal with this?
April. So this one I haven't reached out yet. I have to reach out to him.
Okay. Let's work together with Ruth so we can start the case tomorrow or Saturday.
Okay.
Okay, 1 second. Alex Falahi. What's with this? Sarah.
That's Sierra. I didn't even ask her because it was coming off because I thought we were discharging it.
We're not discharging it. I wanna watch it. I wanna try to save it.
All right.
So let's lock it up. What happened to this one, Manura? What's with this?
They're discharging.
Why?
Because her old caregiver from the agency she's with now is going to be coming back.
Okay. Okay. Fine. And this one's in the hospital. Judith Grove, we spoke about. Okay. Thank you, guys. Please relay the messages to whoever needs them, okay?
Okay.
Yes, will do.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.